Off the Ball, GAA.
There's only a couple of guarantees in life, like death, taxes, and Mayo will be as unpredictable as hell. And I knew they would come out with a performance, and it did.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Demi Duff, Shabbin manager. Tough results to take tonight after a good win on Monday.
Yeah, it sums up their season. I think the only time we've won two in the bounce was game one and game two in round one. Didn't deserve anything from the game. Looked flat. Everybody will say, oh, it's the third game in the week. I don't accept that. So if you do play with a flatness, a lack of energy, and certainly a lack of quality, you're not going to win a game in this league. Derry, they came. Yeah, they'd obviously a bit more of a spark than us. They didn't play on previous, on Monday. But they showed their quality, and they certainly showed their quality with the goal. So, we didn't deserve anything from the game.
You talk about a flatness there. How tough is a loss? Mark Coyle, your captain, obviously, I presume, injured in the warm-up?
No, listen, that was admin problem. Mark wasn't starting. So here, I don't know what's going on with the tannoy and everything. Kerr was always starting. And we obviously took him off at half-time because he was still struggling with the knock that he's had. So it's a Mark Kerr. It's absolutely irrelevant. There's 22 senior players up there. And it hasn't been good enough tonight, this season, from them, from us, the staff. We're all in this together. And, then a lot of soul searching. I thought the break, the two-week break, was where the soul searching was going to take place. But it was certainly a sober night tonight.
You talk about your 22 players in the dressing room. You've such an array of attacking talent. Is it hard sometimes to pin down a number to start every week? Like we saw the likes of Ali Coote, a couple of goals in the last 2 weeks, is not starting again tonight. Is it tough to pick when there's such a vast array of attacking talent?
Not really. I spoke to Ali yesterday, so there's a game on Monday. Ali knows what the story is, and we knew he's probably the best sub in world football. We knew he'd come on and make an impact. He did. And life is simple, football simple. Why was he the standout player for us? Because he had an energy, a spark, a quality, a personality that nobody else really had tonight. So 1 out of 22.
You're 15 points behind Shamrock Rovers at the moment. What do you say to your players when Shamrock Rovers are so relentless to claim back your league title?
What do I say to them? As I've just said to LOI TV there, defending titles should be the least our players' worries at the moment. I've aimed, how motivated are they? 24-7, 7 days a week. You could argue Rovers have a hunger to claim their title back. Are they hungrier than us? They certainly have quality, but are they hungrier than us? You'd aim over the, whatever, 21 games, 22 games for us already. They possibly are, which is damning on here, them, but certainly me as well. So everything comes from the top. So it's a big gap. But like I said, defending titles is absolutely the least of my players' worries at the moment.
And just finally, Damon, obviously it was a huge week for the club. Draw against Linfield in the Champions League. How excited are you for an All-Ireland clash?
It's amazing. Everyone always thinks glamour, sunshine, getting their passport and going away. It's a brilliant toy. It's a very difficult toy. It'll definitely have a derby feel to it. But our lads, individually and as a team, need to find themselves, need to find form, and need to find a consistent form. Because at the moment, it's absolutely not there.
Tiernan Lynch, Derry City manager. 3 points, clean sheet, can't be much better than that.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. I think the last time we were here, it was an extremely difficult night for numerous reasons. And I think you've seen a different team there tonight. I thought it was probably a game of two halves. We done really well first half. Thought we played some really good football at times. Probably lacked a little bit of a cutting edge. But I thought we moved the ball around really well and showed real bravery in possession. And then the second half after we scored, it was one of those situations where we had the roller sleeves up and we had to defend, and I thought we'd done that brilliantly.
You say yourself, with the quality in the game, say What does Sadio Diallo bring to the midfield when he comes? Obviously came back in today and you saw he was head and shoulders above everyone else in the midfield on the park today.
Yeah, listen, Sads is a top player. He's obviously been very unfortunate with injuries, and there's elements of his game that we definitely need to work on and improve. But great credit to him, because he's putting that work in, he's taking the instruction on board, and he's working really hard to try and put that right.
It was a game of moments, and I mean, no better man for a moment than Michael Duffy. Like, how good is it to know in a game like this you have a player of that quality that you can call upon to deliver a moment like that?
Yeah, I think we're actually very fortunate. We probably haven't seen enough of it, but we have the likes of Mickey Duffy, who, as you've seen, done what he does. You have Gavin White, you have Liam Boyce. So there's definitely players on our team that are capable of that. And I think when you obviously see what Michael Duffy's capable of, that there's very few people that are blessed with that talent.
Pat Hooban, 2 minutes off the bench at the end of the game. He's been linked to a couple of clubs during the week. Are there plans to keep him around?
I don't think that's something that I'm going to discuss at this stage. This is probably about tonight in Shelburne, and who knows what tomorrow brings.
A win puts you over Shelburne in the league table. What's the aim now, second half of the season?
Just keep trying to improve. It's game by game. When we came in the doors, we knew that there was never going to be a quick fix here. What we have to very much do is get the building blocks. There's definitely lots of things we still need to do as a team, as a squad. We're doing some really good things. We're working very hard. We're very committed. But we know the next couple of transfer windows are going to be crucial for us. And the rest of the season, as I say, it's one day at a time, one game at a time. Keep working hard and keep trying to improve.
Just finally, turning on a personal level, obviously you brought Larne to the Conference League group stage last season. Team played tonight, Shelburne, and are going to be playing an All-Ireland affair in a couple of weeks at Slimfield, potentially Shamrock Rovers as well. What do these ties mean to Ireland, to have these sides facing each other in Europe with such high stakes?
I think it's, in my opinion, I think that this should be an All-Ireland League. I think that there would be an unbelievable league here if you were to cross over. I think there's a great opportunity for that. And I think these ties will hopefully start showing that there is that opportunity to work together. And obviously very proud of my time in Northern Ireland. And I'm really looking forward to both games. If Rovers are fortunate enough to get through to play Cliftonville if they get through. So I think they're all very mouthwatering, and I think it's great for football on the island of Ireland.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Here, I wish our guys would puff the chest out potentially more, but listen, the Champions thing, the trophy's gone back now. I wish our guys would puff the chest out potentially more. It's not sitting up in there in an office and we're not polishing it every day. It's there for anybody to win, and we have to win it again. It's not ours anymore. So the trophy is gone. I think it's a good mindset to have. It's not ours anymore. We all start again on level points, so we're champions. We didn't get a head start this year. The trophy's gone back now. Really good position. It's a tight league. But for sure, yes, our players can puff their chest out more. But the trophy is gone back. The trophy's for anybody's to win. It's not ours anymore.